Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, great guests, and we have one for you today. But let's get to the A segment, which this is. We're sponsored, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, and 4Youngevity.com. That's the number 4Youngevity.com. Go to their websites, Life'sFirstNaturals.com. You can find the randomized double-blind controlled trials that support the Truebiotic choices. One of them even strengthens your bones of the spine and hip, helping you prevent bone fracture. Randomized control data. And for Youngevity, go to that website too. Sign up for the free newsletter and take a test of the coaching program to see if it helps you get healthier and stay younger for longer. That's what Youngevity, Youngevity, means. For the number 4Youngevity.com. The medical stories of the week. The first one is a great story. About 25 years ago, Duke University researchers started recruiting people with very severe metastatic breast cancer. This was so severe, none of them were expected to live more than 3 years. And in fact, they got a vaccine as a last-ditch effort after they had failed chemotherapy in their metastatic disease. The study was no longer funded after the initial vaccine in about 2005. That's about 20 years ago. And the investigator gave up on it since they didn't have funding to study it. And they, in fact, the lead investigator died, but not the patients. And this year, another investigator decided, let's see what happened to those people with all this vaccine curiosity and with the vaccine being used and starting to be used for breast cancer that the Cleveland Clinic had as a trial. Well, the Duke researchers found something pretty surprising. All 20 of the patients that they had names of, they didn't have names of everyone. They don't know how many. They think it was only 20 or 24 people were in the study, but they couldn't find 4 of the names even to even look for their records. But 20 of them they did follow up on, and all 20 had defied the odds, defied it totally, because it's now 20 to 22 years later, and all are alive without evidence of metastatic breast cancer or breast cancer at all. So obviously, what does that mean? Going back to the vaccine, this vaccine was targeted against CD27, a protein that some breast cancers emit, that these breast cancers had on the surface of the cells, and that many breast cancers have. So look for a new trial to start with a breast cancer vaccine in addition to the Cleveland Clinic trial already underway. Now, by the way, there's another piece of news, new news. And by the way, that is our story about staying abreast of the latest in aging changes. That's the Longevity is the Next Disruptor study story of the week. Our next story is one on well beyond wellness, and that is a new liquid biopsy. What do we mean by that? Taking your blood and looking for DNA fragments. It provides in breast cancer cases, because of looking at specific DNA and protein fragments, it can provide faster diagnoses of recurrences and thus faster treatment with active agents if you have a recurrence. Huge progress in both of these areas is promised in breast cancer, a vaccine for it, and liquid biopsies, that is taking blood and looking periodically. So every 3 months or every 6 months, you could have this blood test. They're not overly expensive and they aren't overly worrisome because they help you get rid of the cancer. The third story is a Roizen rule for a younger you. This is, again, stay up to date. A dual action drug combination has been approved for treatment of prostate cancer and metastatic prostate cancer, especially BRCA2. What is BRCA2? It's BRCA cancer gene 2. And it's associated with early development of breast cancer in women and pancreatic cancer and ovarian cancer. And in men, pancreatic cancer and prostate cancer. Well, it turns out this drug targets it very effectively. Have a dual action of both getting rid of this prostate cancer that's metastatic with a 54% reduction in disease progression, which is truly amazing. Another one of our, I guess we'd call this a wellness foreplay segment, is night owls. Well, it turns out that night owls, because of their habits, not because they go to sleep late, but night owls are in middle-aged and older adults, particularly women, who are naturally more active in the evenings, that's why they're night owls, have much worse cardiovascular health as measured by our 6+2 markers in the American Heart Association's Life Essentials 8 metrics. And it turns out it is their habits. Because they're night owls, they tend to have poor diet quality, insufficient sleep, and they have much higher smoking rates. And we think, at least the authors of this study, again, on this study on longevity as the next disruptor, I guess we call this the wellness foreplay segment. So it's the wellness foreplay segment study because it is they play in the evening and that leads to worse cardiovascular health. That was, by the way, a study that was using the United Kingdom Biobank, this huge collection. In this case, they used 300,000 patients. Two new studies. This would be another odd omega study of the week. It is on gut health and depression. And it turns out a newly discovered protein that helps cure leaky gut as well as prevent depression. That protein will be obviously able to be deployed to you pretty soon. It's one of the peptides, like the GLP-1 peptide. It's not a GLP-1. It's in a different class entirely. But it is like a peptide that you will be able to inject, maybe eat, because it affects the gut and help the gut and help ease depression. Our major well beyond wellness study is on measles. The United States and 5 European countries have lost their status as measles-free. What does that mean? Less than 95% of the kids at risk for it get it, get the vaccine, which means it can spread and cause devastation. Measles is not a benign disease in kids or adults. It can cause brain rot, rotten lung function, pericarditis, even sap your ability to have kids. So measles, big problem. Get the vaccine, please. Nothing in medicine that I know of is risk-free, but it has a 40,000-to-1 benefit to risk ratio. It's like you putting down a dollar and either losing the dollar or getting $40,000 back on a 50-50 spin. I don't know anyone who wouldn't take the 40,000-to-1 benefit on money. You should do it for vaccines as well. And those are our top stories of the week. The key vaccines are coming back for breast cancer and a liquid biopsy for breast cancer as well. And stay tuned because new drugs for prostate cancer also have shown remarkable benefits. And remember, if you're a night owl, do healthy things. You get to control whether you have cardiovascular disease or not by choosing healthy things. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. Tune in the B segment, a great guest. And as always, we're sponsored by Life First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, and by 4Longevity.com. 4Longevity.com, the place where you can learn how to stay younger for longer and get coached on it too. Thanks again. We'll see you on the podcast next week.